ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनुविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I also think of the time that I received the news of Sri Gurudev's departure, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. And I immediately felt I must come to Dallas immediately. At the time, there was some court case, and I was on the list of people to be served, but somehow the other side had been unable to find me and deliver the papers. So on the way to the airport, someone phoned me and said, you know, Dallas is the center of the court case. And once you get there, people are going to know you're there. And the other side may take advantage of the opportunity to serve you with the papers and implicate you in the case. So I thought about it, you know, whether to come or not. And then in the end, I, of course, did decide to come. But not blindly, with full knowledge of possible consequences. And, I mean, the situation was of, you know, incredible separation. But somehow in the, I would say within the hours after I got the news, I had an experience of Srila Gurudev's presence, which surprised me because so much separation. And then it actually happened that Professor Barbara Holdridge from University of California at Santa Barbara phoned. She had gotten the news from Garuda Prabhu. He had phoned her. And then she phoned me. It was sort of like that. I didn't have the ringer on the phone. And it was only later I picked up my voice messages and found out so many people had been phoning me to give me the news. But I got the news from His Holiness Indradumya Swami, and then, you know, then I went, and then when Professor Holdridge phoned, I answered, and, you know, she was very moved and shaken. But somehow in the process of speaking with her, it was just so tangible that Srila Gurudev manifested His presence to me. I even mentioned it to her. And I understood two things. One is that He was still present, and two, that he could or would manifest His presence when we were engaged in service to Him. Because I took the phone call from her in the mood of service to Him. And I do consider Him to be Srila Prabhupada's right-hand man. And I feel that even now, you know, Srila Prabhupada is engaging Him. And yeah, I feel He's a very important person in Srila Prabhupada's mission, not just from the history of His service and the instructions that He's left, but even now as Srila Prabhupada's messenger. My main purpose in coming to Dallas and Houston so often is to serve Him and His disciples. Of course, in the process, many other things have happened, but that was my, not just was, but is my basic intention. I to bring this up again, but because I've asked Nityananda Prabhu a couple of times, but I know he's busy. But in one of the classes here, Nityananda Prabhu read, I think he just made notes, but he read a whole list of instructions that Tamal Krishna Goswami had given about chanting the holy name. I mean, really profound instructions. Now with the japa retreats and japa workshops, there's much more consciousness of who the holy name is and what it means to develop a relationship with the holy name. But from what Nityananda Prabhu said, I could understand that Tamal Krishna Goswami already knew what now senior devotees are discussing about the holy name. And even more, he had other instructions about the holy name that haven't been discussed so much yet. And he was really a leader in almost every aspect of devotional service. Earlier we mentioned the five most potent items of devotional service as stated by Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sadhu Sangha, associating with devotees, especially more advanced devotees. Tamal Krishna Goswami really was exemplary in the way he took association from and gave association to God brothers and devotees in general, but especially God brothers. Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtana, chanting the holy name. I mentioned his instructions on japa, which obviously sprang from his realizations of japa. But his kirtans in Mayapur, the last year, 3-hour kirtans, have become an example of how devotees should spend their time together in kirtan, especially in Mayapur, in the holy Dham, and anywhere and everywhere. So Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavat Shravana, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He's a very serious student of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the books of the Goswamis and other Acharyas in the Parampara, all of which follow Srimad Bhagavatam. And he spoke brilliantly and wrote eloquently about Bhagavat Dharma. Mathura Vas, residing in Mathura Vrindavan, Navadvip, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. He would spend time in Vrindavan and at Govardhan and in Mayapur and really relish his time there and relish the other spiritual practices in the Dham. And Murti Shradanvita Sevana, worshipping the deity with faith and veneration. His deities here in Dallas, Radha Kalachandri, and in Houston, Radha Nila Madhava, are extraordinary in the world. The forms of the deities themselves and the decoration, the outfits, the worship are extraordinary. So he excelled in all of these five processes. And he did a wonderful job of training his disciples, not just his disciples. I remember once I met him at the Bhaktivedanta Manor in England, and his servant was actually, his personal servant while he was there, was actually a disciple of His Holiness Shivaram Swami. And I was a little surprised, and Tamal Krishna Goswami said that actually Shivaram Swami liked to give his disciples to Tamal Krishna Goswami to be trained. And he did an excellent job of it. Of course, one really does have to accept the instructions of the spiritual master in the mood of surrender. Otherwise, the process doesn't work. Recently, I was listening to a lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave at the Rotary Club in Chandigarh. He was really emphasizing this fact, Karpanya Dosha, that when Arjuna says to Krishna that, now I'm confused about my duty, I don't know what to do. Shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapanam. Now I am surrendering unto you as your disciple. Please accept, instruct me. And Srila Prabhupada repeated that Krishna began to speak the Bhagavad Gita only after Arjuna surrendered to him. Up until then, they were talking as friends and as equals. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, talks between friends can go on without any conclusion. One has one opinion, the other has another opinion, and it can go on without any conclusion. But if one wants to receive instruction from Krishna or Krishna's representative, one must accept it, as Arjuna accepted Krishna's instructions. First, he accepted Krishna, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, accepted him as the Supreme Brahman. And he accepted everything he said as the truth. Sarvam etadrite manye. Arjuna said, I accept as truth in toto whatever you have said. So if we want to take instruction from Krishna or get knowledge from Krishna, we have to accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we have to accept whatever he says as the truth in full. And similarly, if we want to learn what Krishna has to say to us through the spiritual master, we have to accept the spiritual master as representative of Krishna. If we think we're equal to Krishna, Krishna was a historical person, I'm also a person, I'm also educated, I'm also intelligent enough to think for myself, then there's no authority to Krishna or the Bhagavad Gita. And same with the spiritual master. If you think that you're on the same level with the spiritual master, you're as good as the spiritual master, then that communication of knowledge cannot take place. Srila Prabhupada said, guru means heavy. And he gave the example that if you have a scale, and you know, if one weight on the scale is heavier than the other, then that end of the scale will go down. So he said, between the guru and the disciple, the guru is heavier. There's more weight. They're not equal. And if the disciple, or so-called disciple, thinks that he is equal to the guru, then he hasn't accepted guru, because guru means heavy, heavier than the disciple. They're not on the same level. So Tamal Krishna Goswami, he accepted Srila Prabhupada as guru, as heavy, and he surrendered to him. And consequently, because he was surrendered to Srila Prabhupada, he knew what surrender was, and he knew what the value of surrender was, and therefore he could insist, not exactly insist, but he was convinced about the value of surrender, the benefit of surrender, and therefore he could demand it of those who were committed to the process of surrender. And those who accepted it benefited tremendously. I also took him as Prabhupada's representative. Of course, he was, you know, the GBC for India. Initially, I was the temple president in Bombay. But I knew that Prabhupada, in general, wanted us to follow our authorities. And, you know, in particular, I somehow had faith in Tamal Krishna Goswami's instruction. There were several times when he was heavy with me. I'll just tell one. We were in Juhu. Again, I was the temple president and he was the GBC. But more than that, the two of us formed a team to raise funds. And the idea was that I would make the phone calls, I would make the appointments and get all the details, and then the two of us would go and meet people. So he would always want me to make a certain number of phone calls every morning. And he'd like me to start early, which was natural because we could catch the people at home early in the morning, but once they left home for work, it was very hard to get them. They could be traveling. Even if we got them when they were in the office, they could be in a meeting. Very hard to get them. But sometimes maybe due to my own weakness, I felt I had to chant more rounds before making the phone calls. I felt I couldn't function properly unless I chanted more rounds. So anyway, one morning he asked me, how many phone calls did you make? And, you know, I didn't have the strength to tell him that I hadn't made phone calls, but I felt I needed to chant some more. So I made up some figure. And then he said, and how many appointments did you get? I said, I couldn't get any appointments. He said, you couldn't get any appointments? You made so many phone calls and you couldn't make any appointments? What happened? And then you know how it is when you start. You sink deeper and deeper into it. I said, well, you know, this one was in the shower, this one had left for the office, and just making up stories. So he said, well, who did you call? So I wasn't very good at this. If I had to do it again, I might do it better. But anyway, so I mentioned some names. So then it just so happened that later in the day he spoke to one of the people whose names I had mentioned. So then, you know, he called me in and he said, you said you phoned Mr. Asnani, but I phoned Mr. Asnani. He said you never phoned him. And then he said, this was the instructive part. Then he said, you pretend to be very innocent, but you're not innocent at all. You know, you lied to me. So at first, you know, my false ego reacted. You know, I thought, who's he to say such a thing to me? But then I thought about it. I thought, you know, there's truth to it. He's sort of getting at something here that I should be aware of. And then, and I learned a lot from it. It was, although, like I said, at first it was painful and my false ego reacted, but it was necessary. He had to do that because I was too conditioned at the time. You know, I needed some strong statement to get through to me. Of course, one devotee mentioned, well, more than one, that we are individuals and we have, you know, different natures or different approaches, and that we could achieve the same thing in different ways. So in the early days in India, the main program was making life members. Srila Prabhupada said making a life member was almost as good as making a devotee. The person becoming a life member was the next best thing to becoming a devotee. So Tamal Krishna Goswami went to meet a very renowned person in Bombay. He was the head of a cultural association called Trimurti. He was a very wealthy man. He lived on the top floor of one of the only really, really high rise apartments in Bombay. And, you know, he approached the man and gave all the reasons why he should become a life member, but he refused. And at the end, Tamal Krishna Goswami said, "You know, Mr. Bhatia, I'm glad you didn't become a life member, because we don't want people like you as members of our society." And he, you know, he picked up his briefcase and stormed out of the penthouse suite and, you know, went to the lift and pressed the button. Meanwhile, Mr. Bhatia came running after him. "Swamiji, Swamiji, Swamiji, please come back, please come back. I'd be happy to become your life member." And Tamal Krishna Goswami went back and enrolled him. I could not have done that. I could not have done that. I might have been able to make him a life member, but not that way. I would have made him a life member in my way. But that's the way devotional service is. You know, each of us has to learn to be himself or herself and make his or her own contribution. And it's not stereotyped. We don't, because it's personal. It's personal. We don't try to pretend to be someone else or imitate someone else or to try to fit into the mold of another person. But we are who we are. But we dedicate that fully to Krishna. to Krishna's service, to Guru's service. And His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami did that. He was very personal, very personal. But he surrendered everything, he engaged everything fully in service to Guru and Krishna. And that's our parampara. That's our line. As Srila Prabhupada said in relation to book distribution, but it's a general principle as well, he said that his Guru Maharaj was pushing him, and he was pushing us. Prabhupada was pushing us, and similarly we should, you know, push the devotees who are following us. It's like a choo-choo train. You know, one car is pushing the next, and that one's pushing the next. They're all moving along the same track. So it's certainly, of course, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and more immediately Tamal Krishna Goswami's mercy, that I'm able to come here and have the association of all of you and try to serve him by assisting all of you in your service to him and Srila Prabhupada. I could elaborate why it's so congenial here, but it is congenial in short because of the good training that he gave to the devotees here and the intelligent strategy that he had for developing the mission in Texas. But ultimately, it really does come back to the holy name, to sincere chanting. I remember he was very serious about his chanting. And not, of course, when we were in Vrindavan, we had that focus to chant in here. But even otherwise, I remember when we were in Calcutta, you know, he would be very intent in his japa in the morning, and then later in Juhu, be very intent. And I know he'd get great inspiration and guidance from his chanting. You know, it was visible in his face when he came out of his chanting that, you know, he had been affected, and he very often had gotten insights or revelations or, you know, instructions in the course of his chanting that would guide, you know, in an immediate sense, the day's activities, and in a broader sense, it could have been related to some important decisions that had to be made related to the future of the mission. So these are really the two processes, service to the Guru and to the holy name. Every year, the devotees from Kulinagram would come to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would ask him, what is their duty? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reply, to chant the holy name and serve the Vaishnavas. And of course, there's a sort of a horizontal realm of serving the Vaishnavas, serving all the devotees around us. There's also like a vertical line of parampara. We serve our spiritual master, and through him, his spiritual master, his spiritual master, six Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the way back to Krishna. So these are really, at least in my experience, these are really the two fundamental principles: service to the spiritual master or spiritual masters, and service to the holy name, which means attentive chanting, not rushed, not in a hurry. I have to finish, I have so many other things to do. One devotee mentioned at one of the retreats that earlier he used to consider that japa was an interruption to his life. And now he feels that his life is an interruption to his japa. So that should be our first focus, service to the holy name and service to the guru. And with that, everything else will fall into place, into perspective. So I'm blessed to be here in this situation where I have such wonderful masters to serve. And with that, the opportunity to serve their servants and the holy name, to chant and hear. And the same mission of chanting the holy name and serving the parampara, to extend that mission to more and more people. I usually don't, anyway, I won't say too much more now. I'm just really grateful to be here and to have this opportunity. I felt a little awkward at times, but I guess that's all right, to be expected. But that also can help us. So I thank you all for making such nice arrangements for this festival. I happen to be the one sitting here, but really it was all meant for the glorification of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev and the parampara and the community of devotees. I just happen to be the one sitting here today. But I appreciate the arrangements that you all made and the spirit with which you entered the festival, and I think we can proceed now to other parts of the program. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol.